You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Senator Debbie Stabenow. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. My first question is going to answer my second one. Are you in Washington, D.C. or Lansing?
I am, unfortunately, still in D.C. I had hoped to be back in Lansing for our first field hearing for the Agriculture Committee, but at the moment, there is not agreement on the budget, so I need to be here.
That answers my next question. That answers that question. Well, we will look forward to a rescheduling of that and have a good discussion about that, because that is important events as well.
It is. You know, I was so looking forward to it. My Republican colleague and the Republican leader on the committee, Pat Roberts, is coming in with me, and I was so looking forward to a tour we were going to give him of Michigan State, the premier research and land-grant university, and we also had 14 different people from all around Michigan that were going to be testifying and bragging about Michigan agriculture. And, you know, it's one out of four jobs for us in Michigan, second largest industry. So it's very important. Unfortunately, I mean, I need to be here doing everything I can to try to push for a resolution here on the budget, and so we will reschedule, because the first field hearing officially will be in Michigan, because as chair, you know, I want to make sure we start in Michigan first.
Well, and absolutely. We just got off the phone with the Washington correspondent for the Minnesota Post, trying to be updated on everything. We don't have an agreement yet. Where do you see things right now, Senator?
Well, you know, Cheryl, there's no reason that people can't come together and get an agreement. Everyone's agreed that, you know, we're at a time and place where we have to cut spending. We've got to focus on the things that are really important to do and cut the things that don't work or aren't effective. And there's no reason. We've come together around what that is, but we've just got to get people to sit in a room and come to agreement. And at this point in time, what I'm concerned about is that based on what happened last time, the government shut down in 1995, we, at that time, saw veterans' benefits were delayed, 400,000 veterans' benefits and small business loans delayed, exports from Michigan, which means jobs, people's tax returns, Social Security benefits, again, claims delayed and so on. So it just doesn't make sense. I mean, this just needs to get done. And if it doesn't get done, then I believe very strongly that the people who should be held accountable are members of Congress, and that means that we should have our pay stop and not everybody else's. And I'm part of a group that passed a bill in the Senate, hasn't passed the House, that would say that if there's a government shutdown, members of Congress would lose our pay for every day that has happened. I've voluntarily signed a pledge to do that, even if this House doesn't join with us. And then the second piece of that is to make sure our troops and their families have what they need. There are no disruptions. Troops should get paid, period. And so that's the second issue that I'm working on right now.
Well, and that the military pay issue has been huge the last 2 days. An awful lot of people talking about that who would find that unconscionable for that pay to stop while they're fighting overseas to not get paid. Yes, eventually they would, but to not get it on time, it's just not right.
It's absolutely not right. We've got people putting themselves in harm's way around the world. Families at home that, you know, are trying to make it. This may be the difference between making the mortgage payment or not, or utilities or food on the table or gas on the car, which right now is going up and up and up. So it doesn't make any sense. And frankly, I don't think any of this makes any sense. And, you know, I know everybody in Michigan scratching their heads, because what we ought to be focused on is jobs. You know, we're just beginning to turn the economy around, and that's what we need to be focused on.
What about the continuation? The Republicans have put out there the continuation for a week. When we just spoke with Derek, he said, well, that's based on, you know, continuing the budget for a week is based on still coming to agreement first before we can get there. Is that what you understand?
Well, yes. I mean, we've been doing this week by week for 6 months, and boy, that's no way to run a business. It's no way to operate at all. Every week, doing this week by week by week, we need to get this done for the rest of the year. It's only 6 months, and we need to get this done and let everybody know. Secretary Gates has expressed great concern with Department of Defense. They can't operate. They can't sign contracts. It's a very, very difficult to do business. Frankly, money's being wasted by the way this is being done. So we just need to get it done. And if we have to extend for a few days and guarantee that our combat troops our military personnel are paid okay, but it should be in the context of an agreement for the rest of the year, because this is really a diversion about what we ought to be talking about, which is jobs and the economy. That's what we need to be focused on.
Now, everybody seems to be pointing fingers at each other. What, as far as you understand, what are the issues we're down to now? Some say from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says it's dispute over Planned Parenthood funding. House Speaker John Boehner says it's spending cuts. Are both a little bit right?
Well, right now, I mean, there was an agreement very, very late last night on the amount of spending cuts. Everybody came together. And then at the very last minute, there was basically what I view as just a political issue thrown in around women's health care. And I believe that's a distraction from getting the budget done. And I think, again, the budget is a distraction from focusing on jobs, which is what we really ought to be doing. But it appears that there are some folks that want to hold hostage veterans and seniors and middle-class families and small businesses in order to stop basic women's health care. Ingham County Health Department receives funding for cancer screenings, breast cancer screenings, the ability for women to get blood pressure checks and those kinds of things. And all of a sudden, at the last minute, stopping women's health care funding has popped up, and that really has nothing to do with what we are trying to do here. So that should be taken off the table. If people want to debate that separately, fine. But, this is playing politics with women's health right now is just, it diverts us from what we ought to be doing on the budget and on jobs, and it's very unfortunate.
We only have a couple seconds left because you are running off to another interview. Are you optimistic at all about coming to an agreement this evening?
Well, I actually am. Cheryl, I'm an optimist by nature. I think it's probably going to go right up to midnight. I hope we get an agreement. I find this whole thing embarrassing. No wonder people are frustrated and they think government doesn't work if we can't get together on 6 month budget. I mean, this is really ridiculous. And so I'm going to do everything I can to support getting this done. And at the same time, of course, I'm not going to support cutting out breast cancer screenings and basic health care for women. But, if people want to do that, they can debate that separately, because that's not about the budget. And so we just need to get this done.
Very good. Well, I know you have to run. Thank you for spending some precious minutes with us this evening, because nobody really has them in D.C. right now. Thank you so much.
Happy to.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Senator Debbie Stabenow in Washington, D.C.